A reading from the book of Esther. I have no helper but you, Lord. Queen Esther took refuge with the Lord in the mortal peril which had overtaken her. She besought the Lord God of Israel in these words: My Lord, our King, the only one, come to my help, for I am alone. I have no helper but you, and I am about to take my life in my hands. I have been taught from my earlier years in the bosom of my family that you, Lord, chose Israel out of all the nations and our ancestors out of all the people of old times to be your heritage forever, and that you have treated them as you promised. Remember, Lord, reveal yourself in the time of our distress. As for me, give me courage, King of gods and master of power. Put persuasive words in my mouth when I face the lion. Change his feelings into hatred for our enemy, that the latter and all like him may be brought to their end. As for ourselves, save us by your hand and come to my help, for I am alone and I have no one but you, Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious gem, Lord, you give up, I be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I'll bless your name. You were my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You were my all in
from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to you,
Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For the one who asks always receives. The one who searches always finds. The one who knocks will always have the door opened to him. Is there a man among you who would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread? Or would hand him a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are evil, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven give you things to those who ask him? So always treat others as you would like them to treat you." That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, way back in 1997, I had gone for a fancy dress competition in Goa. And it was during the time of Christmas, and you find all the little kids dressed in different forms. I saw some of them as junglies, some of them as dressed as Pepsodent toothpaste, some of them as robots, and so on. As they came on the stage, one by one, all had to stay at the corner of the stage. But among them, two of them had dressed as beggars. One fellow came and acted out what he wanted and stayed back. So others all were there. And second last, one boy, who was also a beggar, came on the stage and began to ask, "Allah ke naam se kuch de de, Allah ke naam se kuch de de." He went to all the other contestants who were back. He went to them. And at last, he went to a beggar who had already performed. He went to him, asked him, "Allah ke naam kuch de de." That boy was so innocent. He told, "What kuch de de? First of all, I am a beggar. You're asking me?" And all began to laugh. Dear friends, we ask to those people who will give us. We will not ask to a person who cannot give us, who doesn't have a thing he cannot give us. If you see on the battlefield, a soldier, wounded soldier, will not ask another wounded soldier to carry him, because he too is a wounded. A blind man will not ask another blind man to show the way. You will not borrow anything who don't have it. Example, if your neighbor doesn't have a car, you'll not borrow it because that person doesn't have. So dear friend, we ask to those who have. And we know that God has everything. And we have to ask to God. We may ask many people, at last we have to go to God. Today's both the readings speak about asking. First reading, Queen Esther asks God to save Jews who were being persecuted by Haman. Haman doesn't want Jews to be in Israel, so he was persecuting them. She asked God to save, because she knew that only God can save. That's why she asked. In today's second reading, if you see, Jesus speaks about asking. You know, you will give your child a bread and not a stone. You will give your child a fish and not a snake. But child knows that his parents can give a thing. That's why child asks. Further, Jesus says that, "How much more than will your Father in heaven will give you good things if you ask?" At last he says, if you ask. If you ask, your Father will give. But many a time, we fail to ask. Why we fail to ask? Because of our pride, because of our selfishness. We think that we can do everything. We don't require God's help in our life. I know a lady from Mumbai. On her wedding day, she perplexed everyone. When she was asked, "Do you love your husband?" she told, I love my husband second and not the first, because I love Jesus first." And then she told this, everyone was surprised. And same lady goes every Valentine day to a Blessed Sacrament chapel in Andheri and prays to Jesus because she considered him as a lover. And same lady, once I had gone to her house for a meal, she prayed before cooking. I had never seen anyone praying before cooking. It was a little different for me. I asked, "Why do you pray before cooking?" She told, "I am sure that I can cook well. Even if I don't pray, I can cook well." But she told, "But as I prepare something, so that nothing may happen, I pray to God. So that nothing wrong may happen as I cook, I pray to God." And she just uttered two words, like she just did the sign of cross and said, "Lord, help me to cook well." That was a simple prayer. So dear friends, many a time, what happens in our life, we become proud. We think we don't require prayers for every silly thing which we do. We think things are silly. Maybe as you'll be leaving home with your car, some of them do sign of cross and say, "Lord, give me a safe journey." But many a time we think we don't require, anyhow we'll reach. But the fact is that we have to ask God's grace in every act we do. Maybe before going to sleep, we have to ask God's grace. Even before going to cook, say, "Lord, help me to cook well so that everyone likes to live what I prepare." Before going to study also, children can say, "Lord, help me to study well so that I must go well." So whatever thing you do, say a few words. Maybe a sign of cross and say, "Lord, help me to do well." We should ask God. And today's gospel very well says, "Ask and you will receive. Knock and door will be opened to you." If you do, we know that God has everything. Only to God we can ask and he will give. So believe that God will give, but we have to ask in every case, in every smaller thing. Don't forget, even Jesus asked and prayed to his God. Before choosing his disciple, he prayed to his Father. Before performing any miracle, he prayed to his Father. So dear friends, every act we do today, and as years come, let us pray that we may ask God's grace in every smaller act we do. Amen.